der time we sat home for the school, I had a course day. Southeast wind and rain and heavy squally showers. And I went, my mother came in one day and she says, come to the window and come and see this, Bernard, come and see this. And there was a ship, a coal ship, sailing, going by to Grimney Sea, going to Kirkwall. And there's two chairman planes appeared, and one kept circling high up, another one came down and dropped a bomb. And we could see a huge explosion, and the ship just stopped, and it came ashore. And the next we saw then, after the shore got away, there was a small boat with a small sail sailing away for the wreck. And she was away, she gone, she sank. And then she came in at the east side of Grimness Head, and her feather and the folk from Gerricoy and the Archie Bickham and some of the policemen and some soldiers came down to meet the boat, the small boat coming in. But unfortunately, she was towing a drog. That's a big canvas bag behind her, because, and that stopped the sea from breaking in the boat. It broke when this drug first of all, and the boat was sailing on in smooth water. But unfortunately, when the ship's small boat came near the shore, this drug hooked a big rock and stopped the boat dead. And as soon as the boat stopped dead, she was swamped and rolled over, and they were all lost.
The Coast Guards were all, not Coast Guards out, and there was well, there'll be seamen about hands too, and they're all going down to Grimness, so they can't, they're coming in about Bromley there.
Who did you go down with?
I had a bike.
You had a bike?
Yeah.
Did you go on your own then?
Yeah, well, everybody was gone. Everybody gathered at the one spot, you can.
Okay.
Well, you could see all the folk down there in that photo. But she most of us kept back, you understand? Mm-hmm. The other ones were down in the rocks. No, don't come down here, no room down here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up there. I've been out 10 or 11 maybe, but see me just going.
And you had a camera,
I had a box camera.
So that's your photos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that either one's to the community square.
Mm-hmm.
The army, and it's no, it's James Lutus.
When you were there, could you see the boat?
No.
It had gone by the time you got there?
No, it had been sunk maybe a few hours beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So the lifeboat was coming in there at the new boat.
Ah, right.
It'll be Archie Behan and some of that means it's down that area. It said, oh, there's a lifeboat coming in. Here is the wrong piece to come in for there's a big sea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, better to get into the center, east side.
Mm-hmm. So can you remember, like you weren't sure, was the Crimmerty Hall used?
Well, it was lately used for the bodies right enough, but you see, they made the coffins here and there's no coffins ready.
Ah, right.
They have to mark them when they need them.
Because it was a lot of bodies, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be some coffins made with James Watts and some made with St. Little Joiner.
Okay, and they were across the road or next door to the Crimmerty Hill.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And they'd have to share route equally, so one didn't get more than the other.
And that, of course, was what the presentation was up here. It was for men, two men, John Cromarty and Archie Bickham. Was there another one? Two. No, I think there was just the two that went out.
Archie Bickham and John Cromarty McCara was both getting medals for whether they'd spotted the ship coming in or whether they did a lot of work down on the beach. They were getting decorated, or they had to decorate somebody because it was going to be a big do. So that was the 2 men that was decorated. And the band came down to the village, and maybe about 100 soldiers marching after them. And they came down and they paraded in the Crimmerty Square. And then they went up to the tennis court then, and there's a lot of the locals in there sitting around on seats through the Crimmerty Hall, and the main was decorated, and there was a couple of planes came over and dropped bombs up at Windbreak and at the Widewell, down the Scushion Road. And then Sonny Tommy Nockway that was married to, he was just a wee boy then.
Mm-hmm.
For a mention me doing him, he was doing it at one of those craters, picking up shrapnel. And his father came along with his wee boy, and he was saying, "Oh, there's two boys for the hop." And what's your name? He says to the wee boy, "He's Sammy." And Sammy Daddy, and he pointed to, he's just maybe about 2 year old at the most, he can just kind of start speaking that. But there's on both sides of the Scotian Road, but there wasn't big bombs, but just, I think there's just chips and bombs and just try to get home.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a, they're likely looking for ships, but there's no, there's lots of banks of fog about, and they couldn't see anything.
So, can you remember the reaction of folk at the tennis court? Because
obviously
you were all there, and it was this just in the middle of the ceremony, and
yes, I
it
remember.
Must have interrupted.
Oh, and old Mrs. Gutierrez, she was there. You mind her?
Yeah, I do.
There's a fifth corner in the group. There's a fifth corner here. Tell the chairman where we are. She thought they were all coming out just a ball mess.
So did nobody made a run for it or anything? Were they no panic? And
oh no, you couldn't have panicked for the plane for an hour before you realised it.
While that was going on, the plane came over and everybody would have, well, hardly had time to scatter, to be quite honest. But Lila, my sister, must have been, or my mother must have been outside by that time with her, or back to where I was in the pram or whatever, and as I say, the soldier threw her down and of course gave her a bit of a fright, but no harm to her.